Okay, good morning. It is the 3rd of Kislev, Gimel Kislev, 21st of November. We are continuing Shoftim, Perek Vav, Pasig Lamed Vav. Let's read the Pasig again. Vayomer Gidon, El Elohim, Im Yeshcha Moshiach, Biyadi, Es Yisrael, Kasher Dibarta. Okay, so Gidon wants to know, actually question exactly what he wants to know, but Pashtus, he wants to know whether Hashem is going to be Moshiach Klal Yisrael through him. And for that, he is going to ask a siman, which we'll get to in the next pasuk. We're probably not going to get to today, pasuk Lamed Zayin, but we all know the siman of the Giza Semer, that it should be wet and everything else should be dry. Okay, so the question we worked on yesterday was, the pasuk in Devarim tells us, Lo sanasu es Hashem elokeichem, kasher nesisem b'masa. Pashtus, the way the Rambam learns, the Ramban learns. So the pasuk is saying that we cannot test Hashem. You're not supposed to test Hashem. Well, how is this testing Hashem? Because Hashem already told him, you are going to be the Moshiach. And now he's asking for simanim to prove that he is going to be the Moshiach. So that sounds like a test of Hashem. So what's the teretz? What's the teretz to that? Okay, so one teretz we said is he's not asking for, he knows he has complete 1,000% bitachon that Hashem is going to save Klal Yisrael, and it's not for him that he's asking for the siman, rather he's asking for Klal Yisrael. He wants Klal Yisrael to see, as the Rambam even learns, that this issue of lo tinasu is talking about Nevi'im. And it's saying you shouldn't test Nevi'im too much, meaning once a Navi proves themselves, so then you don't ask for proofs after he's already proven himself. But before he's proven himself, which Gidon is this upstart, not even Talmud Chacham, coming out of nowhere and saying that he's going to defeat the Midianim who have been oppressing Klai Yisrael over 7 years. So he needs to bring some proof. So he's bringing some proof to Klai Yisrael that Hashem is with him and it's not for him. Okay, that was one teretz. What else? What do you mean? Question? When did he question Hashem? When did Abraham question Hashem? How will I know? Bama Eida. That's what you're asking. Bama Eida. Meaning Hashem promised him, and he's asking Bama Eida. So why is that not an issue of Lo Sinas? A good kasha. It's a good kasha. We have to think about that. With what will I know? With what will I know? It seems that he is asking for some type of proof, Avram. Avram is asking for some type of proof. How is that? How is Akasha? How is that Mutter? We have to think about that. Okay, that's a Kasha. Well, so Eliezer we're going to get into. We're going to get into Eliezer soon. But let's just finish up this verse. So the main teretz which a lot of the Mefarshim brought was Rav Sadia Gaon. Okay, Rav Sadia Gaon says that the issue of Lo Sinasu is to test the Yecholis of, to question the Yecholis of Hashem. That is an issue. Is Hashem able to save us? That's Lo Sinasu. That would be a problem. But here he wants to know, is Hashem with us? And why would Gidon want to know if Hashem is with him, if Hashem already said he is with him? What's the answer to that? So we said yesterday, because Shema Yigur Machet, maybe there were Chatoyim. First of all, Klal Yisrael is still worshipping Baal, and it's only a small group that is following Gidon, but there's still apparently a large amount in Klal Yisrael that are still following the Baal. So is his schus enough, or the schus of his shevet, is that enough to save Klal Yisrael, A? B, maybe, you know, the fact they wanted to kill him when he destroyed the Baal, so maybe they lost their schus because of that. So different reasons why a chet might have changed things. Okay, that's another approach. And a third approach is what he's really asking, not whether Hashem's going to save Klai. So that he knows for sure he's going to save Klai. So, but if you're medayik in the pasuk, so it says Moshiach biyadi. He wants to know whether he is either he is roi to be the one according to one pshat. Is he roi? Is he worthy of being the one? Better send someone else. Why send me? is the way the Das Sofer learns, or the opposite is he wants Dafka that he should be the one to save Klai Yisrael. He knows that Hashem's going to save Klai Yisrael, but he's asking that it should be him. Why does he want it to be him? Is that Gaiva? Yitzchak, why does he want it to be him? Because he's your Baal, right? So since he destroyed Baal, he destroyed the Baal, and he knows that the whole Yeshua of Klai Yisrael comes from Tshuva. He wants to make sure Klai Yisrael is going to do Tshuva. It's not just stamp to save Klai Yisrael. It's that they're going to bring them to Tshuva. He don't want something in Tshuva. So he says, what greater way to bring them to Tshuva is that I should be the Moshiach after I destroyed the Baal in front of everyone, and now I'm the one who brings the Yeshua through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to bring everyone back to Emunas Hashem, and it's going to turn them away from the Baal. And that will be the Iker Yeshua. Yes, Philip.
So you're saying he wants...
One second. What? Right. Right. Turning out... Exactly. Excellent. Right. Yes, Yitzhak?
Are you saying that he wants his role to be validated?
I don't think it's validated. It's that he wants the biggest Kiddush Hashem to come out of the Yeshua.
No, and I'm saying Hashem is telling him, you do it. But he has...
Well, he's not necessarily clear on that.
According to this, the last aura that you had.
Yeah.
Right, there's a concern that even though he destroyed them elsewhere, he has that up, he has that a feather in his cap. But that's not... but for Navi, for somebody to take such a pivotal role, he's a new kid on the block.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs some sort of chizuk to establish his credentials. So the Nes is a means by which Klal Yisrael will strengthen his credentials in the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Who is he?
Yeah, okay, that is a pshat. Yeah, okay, good. That is one pshat. Then in the eyes of Klal,
because he knows that he's been asked to be Lucharim and called upon to be the Shaliach, but if I'm the Shaliach, then I don't want to be left out. You know, I want to be effective. In order to be effective, he needs the chizuk of Hashem performing in Nash to establish his credentials.
Right. Good. I we're mixing two things though. But that's one shot is that he's establishing his credentials, meaning let Klal Yisrael see that I'm the Moshiach. And another one is that he's asking that Dafka, I know you're going to save Klal Yisrael, I'm not questioning that. I just want it to be through me, not to establish my credentials, but because that will bring out the greatest Kiddush Hashem, that I destroyed the Baal, and now I'm bringing the Yeshua. That's two things. It's two separate things. Okay. just a little more Hezber. There's a Malbim. The Malbim is found in Malachi. Malachi, Paragimel Pasik Yud. And the Malbim, as he always does, explains different synonym words that seemingly mean the same thing. So he says there's a difference between Tenasu, that type of a test, and a Bechina. He says there's a difference between a Bechina and a Tenasu. What's the difference between the two? So he says, Tenasu, which is Usser, is to look for something that we don't already know about this thing or this person. He says, like, for instance, gold. He says, if you would test gold to see if gold has a magnetic force, the Malbim says. Okay, so we don't know about gold that has a magnetic force, right? So you're testing that. That's a nisayon, right? To find out whether gold can have a magnetic force. That's, we don't know that about gold. So that's a nisayon, and that you would not be allowed to do on Hashem. Something that we don't necessarily know about Him to say, oh, is this possible? That would be a nisayon. But a bechina, he says, is to check if gold is pure, right? Gold is pure. We know gold is pure. Now you want to do a test to see if this gold is pure. So that's a bechina, and that's okay. And that's what he says. The difference over here is the difference of whether you're trying to figure out, can Hashem, he knows Hashem can do it. That's not the question. The question is not whether Hashem, it's not the yicholus of Hashem, like Rav Sadia Gaon says. It's not, is Hashem able to do this? That's not, we're just doing a bechina, meaning is Hashem going to do this here? Are we roi for this? Is this going to happen here at this time, at this moment, through me? That's what Gideon wants to know. Tenasu is the... very good. From Lashon Neis. Excellent. Excellent. Very nice. Okay. he brings The Nachla Shimon brings something very nice from Rev Yechezkel Levenstein, the great Mashkiach, the Ar Yechezkel. So he talks about our pasuk, and he says, "Adam la'amal yulad." A person is put in this world to work. Okay, and what does it mean to work? What do we have to work in? So he says one of the main things we have to work in this world is emuna. Emuna. To be yosir kasha avodas adam ben yane hasagas emuna. The hardest work we have in this world, or one of the hardest things, is in emuna. Ki emuna hi belo tachlis umadregos rabos le emuna ad she yiske lagia le tachlase. There are so many levels in emuna that for a person to get to the ultimate is tremendous work. V'hinei b'torah k'siv ki tsei sei la milchama aloi vecha. Lo sira mehem ki Hashem Elokecha imach. When you go out to war, so do not be afraid when you go to fight. Why? Because Hashem is with you. Mia isha yore v'racha level yelech v'yashuv lebeis. So when anyone who is afraid, so he's not right to fight. He should go back home. V'svir leil Rabbi Akiva da yore v'racha level kimashmo. Sheni yachol omin b'kishrei amilcham aliras charev shlufa. It scares him to see the enemy army coming, approaching with their swords drawn. He's scared from that. Uperish Ramban shayore she'ein betivo lirois mikas cherev hereg hu asher lo yiftach v'yachzir oisei me'amucham v'nei miot bitchono. He says someone who has trouble seeing blood, seeing swords, seeing things like this, so he has to go back. That's not bitachon. Someone who has a fear when he goes out to war and he sees the enemy approaching with their weapons, etc. So that person doesn't have bitachon or enough bitachon to go out and fight, and he needs to go back. Umavur shemisha kashlo liros bekishrei amelchama. Afal gav shu mamin b'tei Hashem. Does this mean this person doesn't believe in Hashem? Is this person not a mamin? Does he not believe in Hashem? Does he not do the mitzvahs? He does the mitzvahs. He believes in Hashem. Right? However, what? Mikol makom kiven da'adayin yorei biroso cherev shalufa ze raya lemiyot bitchono. So he has some lack in his bitachon if he's going to be afraid when he goes out to war. V'noraos liros godel chovos amuna. The Rav Chaskel says, you see what is requested of emuna, this incredible madrega, shechayev la'amin l'vtoah b'Hashem Yisbarach, ad sheyishanas tivo. It's the teva of a person. It's the nature of a person when you go out to war to be afraid. That's normal. You're going, you're fighting, you're facing an enemy. They have their... Are you shaking your head, Philip? Yeah? That could be a pshat. You're saying a certain pshat. This is he wants to bring from the Ramban, and seemingly Rabbi Akiva are not learning that way. They're learning that what is he afraid of? He's afraid that he's going to see the swords drawn. That's going to instill fear into him, and that is a lack of bitachon. That's how
faith in himself, not Hashem. If Hashem said, you know what, you're all going to war, and you're not going to have one single casualty, and he's still afraid, Then you have an issue to talk about. But to send the army out to war and say, I might be killed, yeah, okay, Hashem said we'll win the war, I might not see the end of it. That's me. I'm afraid of my own, you know, lackings and
his
emunah is that he's not so
bad. Hashem tells you if there's a milchemes mitzvah, you go out and you fight, and that's your chiv. I have a chiv. I'm doing mitzvahs Hashem. I should not be afraid. I should know that I'm doing what Hashem wants of me to do, and I should not be afraid. So you're saying there's such a thing as Shema Yigra Machet, that even Yaakov Avinu had. I hear that's a pshat, but he's saying that's not how these Rishonim are learning. These Rishonim are learning that it scares you the to see the swords. It scares you to see the person coming and trying to kill you. That is scary for you. That is a lack of bitachon. I hear what you're asking, but that's what he's saying. That's a lack of bitachon, and it's a tremendous madrega that's required. Let's say even Hashem, let's say you're right, let's say Hashem did come down and tell you, which we had one shot like that. We had one shot like that, that he actually, Gideon was actually asking for a simon that I want to know that no one's going to die. And he got that simon. So in that case, would you think no one would be afraid?
No, I said then you could have a discussion with people who
okay,
pray.
Okay. So let's just say to make it easier that we're talking about that case. And still people are afraid, but that's normal to be afraid. That's not a normal thing. That's what he's saying. That's changing your teva. It's very normal to be afraid in a certain situation when someone is attacking you, and yet it's a lack of bitachon. So Hashem is requiring, that's what he's saying. Hashem is requiring the level of bitachon, not requiring, but this is a madrega of bitachon. Not everyone's on that madrega to go out to fight the war. You have to be a tremendous tzaddik to be able to go out and fight the war. That's the famous story, joke that they say. I've heard it different ways, but they say that the maskilim made a play. The play was about the Jewish people are going out to war, right? So they have the massive army comes out, and then they have the Kohen HaMashiach Milchama. He comes out and he says, okay, whoever just got married, go home. Don't come out to fight. And a few people walk off. Whenever we just planted a new vineyard, go home, you don't need to fight. And the fool of the fool until he gets to, and whoever's afraid, and this pshat that they have a virus, whoever's afraid that they have a virus, so you don't need to fight. So everyone leaves, and you're left with whoever it was at the time, Rav Chaim Ozer, Rav Chaim Brisker, right? The Gedolim, four or five Gedolim, the Chafetz Chaim, they were left standing, you know? And this is a big joke. Everyone was laughing, like, wow, look how ridiculous the Torah is. But they told it to the Gedolim, and they said, they're taka right. That's the way it really is, right? That the ones who are on the Madrega to have that level of Emunah, those are the ones who go out to fight, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Yeshua through them. But that's a tremendous level. That's a tremendous madrega, a madrega that's requiring you actually to change your teva, which is unbelievable. She'af bir also kineged einav cher shalufa. You see the guy coming at you with the sword. Lo yira v'lo yifachi klal. You can't be afraid at all. V'ayin zeh mefurish gabi gidon. Even though we heard the Malach said, go, you're going to be the Moshiach. Remember, we already had an os back, Pasuk Aleph, Chabez over there. He already saw the os of the Malach. After he destroys the Mizbeach Lebav, he asks for another simon. He's asking for more signs and more signs. What's going on? It seems like this is a problem in Gidon. He doesn't believe. He has a lack of bitachon. Well, what's happening here? He needs more simonim and more simonim. He already got one simon. The Malach came to him. He heard from Hashem. Pashas going to Moshe. I had a nevuah already. He destroyed the Baal. Nothing happened to him. No one killed him. And now he's asking for more simonim. Kilu ein emunasa shleima ulechein ayitzarach osos lechazek bekirbo es emuna, and that seems like a chisaron. Elahein advarim shenizbaru. He says no, the opposite. Shekivon shemuna hulalo tachas. Since emuna has so many madregas and it's such a high level that's requested, shechayiv sheyistane tivo legami, to the point where a person has to totally change his nature. Sheyuchalama bekishrei amacham kilu ein margish bekach klal ulechein kol sheyivakish etzos v'tavulos. The person who tries to find more ways to have emunah, that's the Adam HaShalim. Any trick you can do to have more emunah, so that's the Adam HaShalim. So he's saying this is not a chisaron in Gidon, this is a mile in Gidon. And he wants to try however many ways he can, as many simanim as he could have, in order that his emunah should be strengthened. And Rabbi Chaskel says that's what we need. We need to find tricks and different ways, and as much as we can, to figure out to have emunah. That's what we need to do, because the level of emunah that's required, there's no end to it. Basically, it goes on, and you could always get higher and higher and higher, and to the point where you can change your teva, where you're in a situation where it would be normal to be afraid. They would say scientifically, right? What is it called? The fight or flight response, right? This is, they say it's instinct, right? In a person, it's instinct to have this fight or flight response, but there's a level of when we're no, you don't have that response. You can get to a point where you will not have that response. Where I have bitachon so strong that I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, even though the instinct and the teva is to be afraid, I'm not afraid. It's unbelievable. And that's what he says. It's not a chisaron in Gidon, but it's a mailin Gidon that he wants. He wants more simanim. Okay.
I don't, I'm not following that distinction between the tricks to be, you know, chazek, or If you're trying to do all these things to prove, so to speak, then that's not it. Amunah is proof. It's without the proof. If you have proof, everybody, you know, would be.
So this is a shir in itself. There's a whole shir in itself. But that's.
I got that.
What does the word amuna mean? Where does the word amuna come from? Imun. What's imun?
Imun is actually like in the army. Imun kadem is like the advanced training.
Okay.
It's like getting ready.
Okay. What else? What else is imun? Herzl. Imun. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, or you can do it emuna. You can take it both ways, either emuna or emun, training.
Training. Okay.
Woman's so an expert.
Uh-huh. Or an expert, right?
Training.
An expert.
It doesn't come from nowhere.
Right, so there are actually a lot of different ways to understand the word emuna. I actually gave a shir Shavuos night based on this, and I was basing it on a shir that I heard from of Y.Y. Jacobson, who goes to lengths to explain that this idea of blind faith is a Christian idea, and the Jews do not believe in blind faith. That emuna doesn't mean that you take a leap of faith, not at all. Emuna means that you have as much proof and it makes as much sense to you as possible. That's emuna. That's what emuna is. What?
We don't need proof to have emuna.
So, as I said, there's a whole shir. You were at the shir Shavuos night? Yeah, so there are different ways we have to understand that, is what does it mean to have emunah in Hashem without proof, and what does it mean to have emunah in Hashem with proof? But certainly it doesn't mean blind faith. It's not our emunah is not blind faith. We don't...
There's no final proof. So blind faith would be like, all right, nothing at all. But yeah, it's okay. You have a number of things, and then there will be a gap because it's not scientifically like proving Hashem exists.
Well, that's very questionable whether it's not scientifically provable. There are many that say that it is scientifically proved, that we can scientifically prove that there is beyond a shadow of a doubt. Meaning, what is required in science to believe something with certainty? We can have that much proof that there is a God.
Yes, science takes more.
It could be, but again, and that would be the issue. The issue would be: should we just say, like the Christians, "Oh, I believe," or should we go to discovery programs and should we, look into science and nature and see, right? How is it possible that a world with such symmetry and depth and connection could have just, happened by itself, and proof after proof after proof. Should we be doing that? And I think the answer is yes, we should, and that's exactly what Rav Chaskel is saying. The more proofs we could have, the more tachpulos, the more things we could have that are going to prove to us that there is Hashem, and they're going to prove to us that Hashem gave the Torah from Sinai. So we need to look into those things, and we need to understand those things. We need to be clear on those things. And it's not just, oh, I have blind faith. No, that's not enough, and that's not going to stand up to you. That's not going to stand up for you when you're standing there with the guy with the sword, about to cut off your head, right? It's not going to be enough. Oh, I have a blind faith, and I took a leap of faith. That's not going to be enough. If it's strong, if it's really built on concrete things, so then you have more of a chance that your emunah is going to be that much stronger. And that's, I think, what Rabbi Chaskel is saying. That's what we need to constantly do. And there's many ways to instill emunah. Many sfarim that are written on emunah, like I said, looking into the science, looking into the Torah itself, and the proofs within the Torah itself. All these things a person should do, because these are ways that he can have more emunah.
Kelly?
Yeah.
There's a problem with all due respect to Y.H. Jefferson, but there's a famous kasha in the Rambam, because in the Mishnah Torah he says Leido.
Right.
Chayv Adam Leido. Right. You have to, your belief in Hashem has to be knowledge.
And Sefer HaMitzvah says Emunah.
And they ask a kasha, in Sefer HaMitzvah, he says Lahamin.
Right.
And Chaim Heller and Rav Kapach say, well, it's a mistranslation. Because Emunah carries this, is like what he's attributing to Christian belief. So I'm not disputing his...
So what's a mistranslation? Which one's a mistranslation?
that emuna, the Rambam, it's a translation of Arabic. So the
you're saying the word emuna does takamina blind faith,
right?
But that that's not what the Rambam means. But you bring a riot to the idea, which is that it can't be that that you're not supposed to have emuna in Hashem. You're supposed to have yedia in Hashem.
Like, you're supposed to have yedia in Hashem. That you have to know it intellectually and in your, and establish it in your heart.
Right. So how do you have yedia? Right. So that the yedia we have
so
to look
for. So Rambam, the Rambam sheet is yedia, as opposed to emuna, where emuna has, according to the, everybody, that's the problem with the steer which they resolve in the Rambam.
Right.
Is that the problem is that Rambam emphasizes yedia, not emuna.
Correct.
Emuna carries the wrong kind of connotation.
Correct. No, it's just like, okay, but you could probably also again give a teretz that we have to understand what the word emuna means also. That could also be a teretz we can give. You're saying they don't understand that. I hear.
So, but it's used, when used loosely, it means.
Okay, so people understand it that way, and they want to take out that possible machshava that a person should think, no, it means a leap of faith. It's not a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. And the Rambam says this clearly. You look into the Bria. Look, what did Avraham Avinu do? Right? He looked into the Bria. How could it be? Could it be that this world was built without anyone building it? It's not. The more you understand the Bria, the more you look into the Bria, the more you understand science and the intricacies and the depth of it, it's almost impossible to.
Who was it who gave the analogy of the ink blot splatter?
Yeah, I don't remember. I know what you're talking about. Right. And then Shakespeare or.
Was it Rorschach?
Yeah, like a Rorschach, yeah, and it splashes down into the most.
Michelangelo painting.
Beautiful poetry. Yeah. I guess maybe I'm getting hung up with the word proof. I like maybe indication. When you say to somebody, what's your child or a friend or not, I have faith that you can accomplish X, Y, and Z. Now, you don't say that to a stranger because you don't know anything about the stranger. But why do you say, I think you can get into this, the school? Do you say to someone, why? Because you know why you have indications to believe, to rest your faith in him, or because they've done well in the past, they've studied well, they have good habits, they do this, do that, blah, 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 and it goes on. So you have indications that you can rest your faith in that person. So Hashem, we have things that...
You're saying Rav Kalimer's book is called Permission to Believe. Not proofs of God, but permission to believe. That's what you're saying. That we don't necessarily have, a 100% proof that. But we have.
Saint Anselm tried to give the 10 proofs of the existence of God, but even that requires an acceptance of a certain premise to begin with. But so there's got to be some gap where you say, not absolutely.
Well, that's the Ruchan Vasin speaks about. It's an oxymoron to say you're commanded to believe, because why should you accept the commandment? So he destroys that whole premise that it's about belief.
Right. And then he asks the Kasha, how do you have these great, brilliant people that don't believe? And he basically says it's because they don't want to believe, right? If you want to believe, then there's so much pointing in that direction. I'm saying this whole notion of absolute proof, again, is silly, right? Because
it's beyond reasonable doubt.
Exactly. When something's beyond a reasonable doubt, then... Okay, but you don't need 100%.
You
don't need 100%. You don't need an absolute for you to be proven that this is true. It doesn't need to be absolute for it to be proven. And that's the... anyway. Okay. Okay, now let's figure out what to do. Fine, we're going to get into something, but we don't have enough time. Okay, so the other thing is what, another sugi here, is what Philip just brought up, and that is, so there's one thing of testing Hashem, and then there's another thing of asking for a siman. Okay, are you allowed to ask for a siman? Let's start here. We'll start with the Rambam. Beg it, little bush.
Then I'll go.
Okay, well, let's see if we can answer all these questions. So the Rambam here is in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Ein menachashim kigoyim. Okay? There's an Isser of Nichush. Isser of Nichush. Ketzar hu hanachesh. Right? What is Nichush? Kigon elu. Sheomrim. Hoyel v'nafla pesi mipi. O nafl makli miyadi. Ein yoylech lemakim ploni hayom. Shem eylech ein chefzi nasin. Because some foolish word fell out of my mouth, or my stick fell, so that means that I shouldn't go to such and such a place, and if I go to such and such a place, I'm not going to be successful. Right. Hova avar shual miyamini, right? If a fox passes my right side, any yotzi mi pesach base, I'm not going to go out of my house today. Shem yotzasi yifgati adam ramai, someone's going to trick me. V'chein elu sheshom tzifzus va'ofos, people listen to the chirping of the birds. V'omim yekach, v'l yekach, tov lasas dover ploni, v'ral lasas dover ploni, I should do this and not this, or you should do this and not that. V'chein elu sheomrim shachut kanagol ze shekara arvis. Right, shechter's tarnagol because it started crowing at night. Shachar tarnagol azu shekaras kemo tarnagol, or the tarnagol sounded like a tarnagol. V'chein, and here you go. V'chein hamasim laatzmo simonim, and someone who makes for himself simonim. Im yera li kach v'kach eser davar ploni. If this and this happens, then I'll do this and this. V'im lo yera lo esa, and if this doesn't happen, then I won't do that. Ke'eliezer Eben Avram, Ke'eliezer Eben Avram, v'chol ki yotzer dvar ma'elu hakol aser. What's Eliezer Eben Avram? We just had the parsha Chayisar recently. He says, what does he say? Vayomer, Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram, hakrei na lefano hayom v'asech chesnem Adoni Avram. Hine anochi nitzav al ein hamayim. I'm standing by the water. Uvenos anchi yotzes lishov mayim. Vayanar asher omer eleh hati na kadech ve'eshta v'amr chesei v'gam gemalecha ashke. Whichever maiden comes to me and tells me, drink and also your camels. Osa haychachta la'avdecha le'yitzchak uva'eida ki asisa chesed im adoni. So that's the one who should be the wife for Yitzchak, and that is chesed. So that sounds like a simon. Not only that, was Eliezer doing the right thing or the wrong thing?
Wrong. Rambam says it's asur.
Right? So the Rambam. Who's he?
Seemingly,
it didn't, we don't see anywhere that Avram told him to do this. It seems that Eliezer did this on his own. And the Rambam says, Ki Eliezer Eved Avram, V'chol Ki Yotzi B'Dvaram, Elu Akol Asur. And anyone who does something like this says, if this happens, then, right? So, and what's Gidon about to do here, right? So if the Giza Semer becomes wet with tal and everything else is dry, then I'll go and fight. Yeah, sounds like exactly what Eliezer did. And it sounds like going to the Rambam, Aser, Zok the Ravid. Zeshibush Godl. Sharei Dover Zem Mutter Mutter. This is a tremendous mistake, because this is Mutter. Vulahi Tov Haloshen. Shira, maybe Rambam made this terrible mistake because of the Gemara that says, Kol Nacha She'eno Ki Eliezer Uki Yonason Eino Nachesh. Anyone who doesn't do Nichush like Eliezer and Yonason, then it's not Nichush. Meaning, what is Nichush? What is Nichush? If you do like Eliezer. So Eliezer is the example, and Yonason also had a similar thing. He said if they'll say, Ola, Ola, whatever, if they'll say these words, then that means we should go fight the Pelishtim, and if not, then we're not going to go fight the Pelishtim. Yonason also did a very similar thing. That's Nichush. Again, that's what the Gemara seems to imply. So he says the Rambam made a mistake because he read that Gemara. V'hu sava shelenyan isur namar. And the Rambam thought that the Gemara meant that that's aser velohi, but it's not true. Elahachi kamar eino ra'oi lismoch alav. It's not fitting to rely on such things. How could he possibly think, the Rambam, that these tzaddikim, Eliezer and Yonasan, would do an aveir of nichush? How could you possibly think that? V'havi inhu mafki pulsi denura la'ape. And if they were here, Eliezer and Yonasan were here, they would certainly put Avraham into Cherim. The Rambam into Cherim for saying such a thing, that they are over on Nichush. Okay? So pretty strong words over here, that according to the Rambam, Eliezer and Yonasan were over on Nichush. Again, seemingly Gemara is the Raiv, and the Raiv says this is a tremendous mistake. And how could you think that on these tzaddikim? And the Rambam should be put in Cherim for what he's saying. If he really means that, it's a terrible mistake. It's a terrible avla. Rather, what? They were ain't a roy lismochalav. So we have to understand what the Ravid means over here. So exactly what were they doing? Okay. So what was Eliezer, Eved, Avram doing, and Yonasan doing, and Gidon for our case? What are they doing that it's not nichush? How is this not nichush? Again, the definition of nichush seems to be that you give a simon and you say, if this happens, then I will do so and so, and if this doesn't happen, then I will not do so and so. That seems to be exactly the iser nichush. Whichever girl does this, that is the girl that's going to be the wife of Yitzchak. That's the girl that fills up the water and feeds the cat and says.
That's not a mere person.
I agree.
That is a sign of the person. Someone who can do that must be.
Okay, so that, okay, so very good. So, that's what the Chabad Chaim says. Okay, so.
Chabad Chaim al Paris says what you just said.
Yeah, I would say the same.
Okay, so that is an answer. Time out 1 second, Eliezer. That is an answer. What you're saying is good, right? That, what do you mean? Nichush is you flip a coin and you say, I have this coin, but here, he's clearly, he wants someone who's a balas chesed. Right. He's looking for a balas chesed for the wife of Yitzchak. And this is to see if he's a, yeah, the only problem with this pshat is, and this is a pshat, but the problem with this pshat is that the Gemara and the Rambam are using Eliezer as the example of what is nichush. They're using that as an example. So you have to understand. Yeah, you have to understand what the Rambam and the Gemara, how they understand Eliezer. Because they seemingly don't understand Eliezer that way.
The Rambam doesn't say that the Eliezer was wrong.
One second, it's okay. Eliezer was winning. Yeah.
I think Eliezer said
No, we just read the pasuk. If I read it to you in English.
Yes,
let it be that the maiden to whom I shall say, please tip over your jug so I may drink, and who replies, drink, and I will even water your camels, her will you have designate. No, but he's saying, this is him saying that she will say that. He's saying that this will be the simon. Her will you have designated for your servant, for Isaac, and may I know through her that you have done kindness with my master. And that's what happens. We can go on, right? She was holding the jug. And he ran towards her. And she took the jug down to give him the drink. And he finished drinking and she said, Ad im kiloi lishtosh vatemar vatar kada el hashokes vatarat od elaber lishtosh vatishov lechol gemalav, and she filled up again for the camels. Vishmishtaila macharish lodas hatzliach Hashem darko imlo, and he was, wow, the simon came true, unbelievable. I gave the simon and it came true. Again, this according to the Rambam and according to the Gemara seems to be the epitome of nichush. Okay, we'll have to figure out pshat tomorrow.
This is a normal thing. You see somebody crossing the